You know how grocery stores have the ethnic food aisle, you know, that part of the store where they put all the things that they don't really know what they are. So, you know, like the coconut milk and the sriracha sauce and the taco kits and the kosher pickles, you know, they can't classify them. So just throw it all in the ethnic food aisle together, you know. And it's interesting because in music classification, there's the same issue. You know, we have these things called world music, which is this other thing, everything other than, you know, North American pop or whatever is called world music, and you see this everywhere, and I noticed it when I first started making music. I got my first laptop. It was a MacBook, and you know, Macs come with this program called GarageBand, and GarageBand's great because it comes with all these loops, and you can, you know, I used to spend hours putting loops together in these sorts of different arrangements to make music. And if you get really into it, like I did, you can buy expansion packs of even more loops, and one of the expansions that Apple sells is called the World Music Loop Collection, and it's amazing looking through this World Music Collection. You know, apart from the kind of insidious colonial aspect of it, it is really kind of fun to throw these different loops together that are from parts of the world that, you know, normally would never think to combine these sounds. So what I'd like to do right now is a little experiment here, take you through some of these loops, and because it is interesting looking at how they're classified and just trying to think a little bit more critically about maybe what is going on here. So this is something I like to do called the Ethnic Food Aisle Song. You know, to start any song, we need a rhythm section, so I'll get that going here. Yeah, you know, you always want to start with your rhythm when you begin a song. This is something called Funky Latin Drums, number one. So let's get that rolling, and let's see what else we have here. This first one, okay, so this is African Mist Voice number two, something called that. Let's throw that in and see what it sounds like here. Yeah, you can really hear the mists rolling over the entire continent of Africa in that one, can't you? Well, let's keep moving. I feel like we need a bass line in here to really fill this out. So let's look. Here's something called Bosnian Sunset Bass number one. We'll put that in here. Now, I've never seen a Bosnian sunset, but now I don't have to, because this bass line is so clearly articulating what that must look like. Let's keep moving on through. Here's something called Asian Gamelan number one. Let's put that in here. Now, you know, the gamelan comes from a very specific part. It's a Javanese or a Balinesian instrument. You know, very, very small part of South Asia. But you know, it's only the largest continent in the world. Let's just no point specifying where it comes from. Asian gamelan number one. We'll throw that in there. And now we've come to my favorite loop of the whole collection, so I'm going to play it on its own. It's just so good. Let's get this rolling here. This is a loop. It's my favorite. It's called Cuban Fun Cowbell number two. Let's get it going. Now I don't wish to be making a judgment about what is considered fun in Cuba, but something tells me it's a little more complex than this, but you know, let's get it in the mix here. Let's see, put it all together. And you know, I gotta say, when it is there, it does make the song just a little bit more fun, you know, having that cowbell.